Georgia tax return preparer headed to prison after cheating on his own taxes. Published by David Klasing at January 17, 2024. 315 shares. According to a Department of Justice press release, a Georgia tax return preparer who was convicted of tax evasion was recently sentenced to serve 2 years in federal prison. This news serves as a stark reminder that no one's above the law, especially those who are supposed to be well-versed in it. If you have failed to file an individual or business tax return for 1 or more years or have failed to be truthful about the amount of income or expenses on a filed tax return, it is imperative to seek out the expertise of an experienced tax attorney to establish your options to get back into compliance and mitigate potential risks or a tax investigation or prosecution. Defendant evaded more than $500,000 of federal income taxes. Samir Patel, a tax preparer from Statesboro, Georgia, ran a national return preparation business franchise from 1999 to 2021. Despite his expertise, Patel was convicted of evading taxes on his personal income tax returns for the years 2015 through 2017 by failing to report nearly $1.03 million income. His omission was made up of almost $1.18 million from his own business, Amway Amusements, which operated coin-operated amusement machines. Patel's activity resulted in a substantial tax loss to the IRS, amounting to approximately $550,000. In addition to his 2-year prison sentence, Patel was ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release, pay a $95,000 fine, and pay over $550,000 in restitution. Patel's sentencing underscores the gravity and negative consequences of a tax evasion conviction. Coming into compliance if you have fallen behind. This case is a compelling illustration that tax evasion is a serious crime with severe repercussions, regardless of one's knowledge about tax law or occupation. It is important to recognize that the IRS and the Department of Justice are steadfast in their efforts to uncover and prosecute tax fraud and evasion. No one is immune to investigation, potential prosecution. If you have failed to file a tax return for 1 or more years, or have taken a position on tax return that could not be supported upon IRS audit, and you find yourself under audit, you should strongly consider speaking with an experienced tax audit defense attorney. Consulting with a seasoned tax lawyer can provide you with the guidance and perspective you need to address any issues proactively and avoid the pitfalls of noncompliance in an audit investigation. If you have failed to file a tax return for 1 or more years, or have taken a position on a tax return that could not be supported upon an IRS or state tax authority audit, eggshell audit, reverse eggshell audit, or criminal tax investigation, it is in your best interest to contact an experienced tax defense attorney to determine your best route back into federal or state tax compliance without facing criminal prosecution. As long as a taxpayer that has willfully committed tax crimes, potentially including non-filed foreign information, returns coupled with affirmative evasion in the U.S. Income tax on offshore income self-reports the tax fraud, including a pattern of non-filed returns through a domestic or offshore voluntary disclosure before the IRS has started an audit or criminal tax investigation. The taxpayer can ordinarily be successfully brought back into tax compliance and receive a nearly guaranteed pass on criminal tax prosecution and simultaneously often receive a break on the civil penalties that would otherwise apply. It is imperative that you hire an experienced and reputable criminal tax defense attorney to take you through the voluntary disclosure process. Only an attorney has the attorney-client privilege and work product privileges that will prevent the very professional that you hire from potentially being forced to become a witness against you, especially where they prepared the returns that need to be amended in a subsequent criminal tax audit, investigation, or prosecution. Moreover, only an attorney can enter you into a voluntary disclosure without engaging in the unauthorized practice of law crime in itself. Only an attorney trained in criminal tax defense fully understands the risks and rewards involved in voluntary disclosures and how to protect you if you do not qualify for a voluntary disclosure. as uniquely qualified and extensively experienced criminal tax defense tax attorneys. Covell, CPAYS, and Ease, our firm provides a one-stop shop to efficiently achieve the optimal and predictable results that simultaneously protect your liberty and your net worth. See our testimonials to see what our clients have to say about us. We are here for you. Regardless of your business or estate needs, the professionals at the tax law offices of David W. Klassinger are here for you. We are open for business, and our team will help ensure that your business is too. Contact the law offices of David W. Klassen today to discuss your business with one of our professionals. In addition to our fully staffed main office in downtown Irvine, California, the tax law offices of David W. Klassen is unstaffed conference room only California-based satellite offices. In Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Santa Barbara, Panorama City, Oxnard, San Diego, Bakersfield, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Carlsbad, Sacramento. We also have unstaffed conference room only satellite offices in Las Vegas, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida, and New York that solely handle federal California tax issues. Our office technology allows clients to meet virtually via GotaMeeting. With end-to-end encryption, strong passwords, and top-rated reliability, no one is messing with your meeting. To schedule a reduced-rate initial consultation via GotaMeeting, call our office and request a GoToMeeting. If you are an existing client, we also now offer a convenient scheduling option where you can secure David W. Kelly Klassen, SQMM's CAC, CPA's undivided attention for a 4-hour consultation at any of his satellite offices.